السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear sisters.
الحمد لله.
Let's get into part two. Into the tea.
There you go. You already know the vibes. You're trying to throw me off. All right. So, you know, we had a, you know how we ended part episode one. We had to bring them back to finish their story. You know what I'm saying? It was very interesting. So we had to bring them back. And alhamdulillah, Arabia and Musa, they will introduce themselves again.
I'll be in the building.
You know the vibes, man.
Yeah, I am Musa. Yeah.
Musa, aka Papa, you know the vibes. He outside. So we're going to continue their love story. Yeah, they're going to continue their love story for us. So, yeah, babe, go ahead.
So we're going to fast forward until the point where you guys get married. Mm-hmm. I mean, until they tie the knot. So what year would you guys say they tied the knot? Not the year you guys officially got married. Like the years they did the goro. Basically, the colonna.
How did they even do the goro, all of that? Like the process of Musa. Now she agreed to marry you. How did that process go?
Okay. After she agreed like to marry me, okay, it was the same year 2021, August. Like October, right? Yeah.
Yeah, don't get in trouble there, Musa. Make sure you know the dates, Musa. It's okay, boy. It's okay, boy.
Okay, October. So, like, we sent the groom and Yaunabure, everything. Like, yeah. So
the dowry and all of that. That's what he said. They sent the groom. It's like a nut or
a kola nut. It's called kola nut.
What?
KOLA nut.
Okay, yeah, so that's what they do in our culture. They send that when they want to marry a person, and money, the dowry money.
Yeah, and then does it, and then the following year?
Who sent it? Cupid sent it? He's the one who went?
Of course, Cupid, not the one that sent it.
Cupid was the middleman, so I'm wondering.
In our culture, it's usually like the...
No, he wasn't Cupid.
You went yourself, like, here, go on by.
Yeah, you know that. Now I'm
just I'm just playing. But Cupid was in the middle of everything, so I'm just saying.
Yeah, so... And then the following year, we got married, 2022.
Okay.
Yeah, on April.
How was that process of you guys getting married? Was it difficult, the wedding process and stuff like that?
No, alhamdulillah, we made it easy.
Alhamdulillah.
We didn't do no partying. We just did all the traditional stuff. I just packed my stuff and I just left and I went there.
So even for us, when you told us that you were getting married, so we was like, oh, wow, really? And stuff like that. It was just like 1, 2, 3, she's getting married,
alhamdulillah. Yeah.
So looking back, did you enjoy that you kept it very simple?
Alhamdulillah. That's my happiest. I have no regrets, to be honest. I love the way I did it. I always look back and say, alhamdulillah. Every wedding I go to here, I'm like, alhamdulillah, I didn't have to go through that.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah.
Because Africa brides, they don't suffer. I mean, it depends on how they want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, because of the culture, that's how we all would have been if we all grew up there. But unfortunately, America, the system, you plan your own wedding. We all got, it's a dollar. Your parents cannot afford to, give you all that lavish, wedding that we want. So, but alhamdulillah, our culture, the parents come through. And it was a culture wedding. It wasn't like, we didn't do no hall wedding and anything. So everything that was cultural, your parents do everything for you, all the shopping. You don't have to even go do any shopping.
Yeah.
You just got to focus on your clothes.
Right.
And then the makeup, and that's it. And then they just prepare you for the wedding.
That's true. Okay, so you guys got married. And now going to the part where it's time for you. So you got married, and did you spend a couple of months there while you were married?
Yeah, I spent like 5 months there.
5 months. And do you feel like that was enough, or you feel like, nah, it still wasn't enough?
It was not enough. I was crying when I left.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
And how did you feel, Musa, that you were being separated?
He was crying too.
Yeah. I was crying. Like, I was crying like deep inside of my heart. Crying deep inside of my heart. Like, I was emotional. Like, it's my first time. Like, getting married. You know, like, we spent 5 months together. So it wasn't that easy, like to just live like that,
But I have a question. We didn't ask you this before, but I know Arabia, she kind of had the mindset that she wasn't going to marry anybody from Gambia. What was your mindset? Did you want to marry somebody from here, or you was like, nah, I'm going to always marry somebody in Gambia?
Nah, for me, I was just like looking for like the good ones, like for myself.
So either wherever they are,
either way, like either here or either there, like it's all the same, like for me. You were
Okay. So okay, you guys separated.
Good answer, brother.
Yeah,
good answer.
We separated. Like you know, like the it was so emotional, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because of like I was living with her with my mom. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom. Yeah, she loved her very much. Mm-hmm. So she loved her very much. So like my mom was crying too. Like you know. So I feel like alhamdulillah.
Right, alhamdulillah. Yeah, it's good tears of joy, right? Yeah. But it's so crazy how you guys only spent 5 months together. And you guys already are so in tune with each other that mm-hmm. you're missing someone when they leave. Alhamdulillah.
I know. And he didn't let me cry. Like at the airport, I was trying to cry. Could I just go? Like, he walked away.
Yeah, because he didn't want to feel more pain. He already was feeling the pain of he walked away. Like, just go, please.
And a little bit, to be honest, you leaving, he's staying there. I feel like it's always going to be harder for the person that's staying at the place. You know what I'm saying?
I was thinking that. I was like, you have to walk by the same places that
you walk by the same.
Like, if you went to the beach.
I remember I stood right there next to her. Oh my gosh, she's not here.
But it's like, Arabi, your life continues. You come, you work. Even though you live in Musa, you're still going to see the rest of your family that you haven't seen for months.
I know. I always saw that. I was like, I always felt bad for him because he had to stay in the same apartment we was in. Yeah. I'm like, damn, like, that's hard. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Alhamdulillah. So, how was the long distance? Well, first of all, were you planning to bring him here or were you planning to go back and live over there?
I was planning to bring him here because I was not about to do that struggle life.
Right. So so before, did you like plan with the immigration to bring him here and stuff like that?
At the time, we didn't do it yet until I came back.
Okay. And how was that? Was it like nerve-wracking? What were your emotions behind that?
No, it was nothing to me. Like, that's my man's. Like, there was no if, buts, and ands. That's something that I wanted to do. I didn't have to ask anybody. It was like something that I already... I was like, I'm coming back, I'm doing this.
Right. And Musa, how do you feel like, okay, when they finally approve you? Go ahead, Rabbi.
And also, I wanted to start it in Africa, but because, like, you know, like, people that I wanted to do it with, they was already in America. I was like, you know, I'm going to just come back and do it.
Okay.
But if I really wanted to start it before I even went to... Before I went to Africa, I wanted to been started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like that's how I felt. That's how comfortable and safe
right.
and secure I felt in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And alhamdulillah, that's still how I still feel.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have started the day after the engagement. I'm playing because you know why I'm saying that because of how long it took. You know what I mean?
It's a process.
You thinking that every day that will pass really matters. You
know? It does. Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what people say.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're comfortable, whenever it's starting, this is not about immigration, but whenever you're comfortable to do anything with your partner, don't seek advice from people.
Mm-hmm.
You already know what you want. Mm-hmm. Just go for it.
Right.
And make dua about it, you know?
Right. So back to my question, I wanted to ask Musa, how did you feel like when the time comes and you do get approved, how you feel leaving your hometown, leaving your mom, leaving your family behind? How did you feel about that?
Yeah, it wasn't easy. Like you know, just imagine like there's the place I spent like my life. That's the place. Like I spent like basically I must say like my whole life over there. So like imagine like I got a switch like to go to another country. Like you know, the thing is, if you travel, like it might be like you seen some people today, like
You don't know if you're gonna see them again.
You don't know if you're gonna see them again. Yeah. So that was the thing. Like it wasn't like I was happy. Like I'm going to meet my partner,
right?
But also like
it's sad you leave everything. You know,
yeah, so it was sad.
So I want you to tell me, how was the long distance from your point of view? What were the challenges during the long distance?
For me, it was like there's no more physical connection.
Mm-hmm.
It's just phone call. Like, we did it before.
Right. Oh, like before when you recorded.
Before we got married. I'm like, we have to do this again.
Mm.
And this is even harder because you know this person, like, on more a physical now. Level. You know this person more.
Right.
You already married. You have a lot of milestones already. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Before, it's like when you're courting somebody. It's just, you know.
You just talk.
Yeah, I just talk. But, like, I finally met my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And then I left. And then I came here. So I'm like a single girl again, in a way, but married at the end of the day. So it was like I had to like, I grew as a person, alhamdulillah, because of marriage, but it was like, I want to do this stuff for my husband instead of just being by myself here. So,
and that's kind of one of the reasons why I didn't want to get married to Africa. No offense. I'm just saying. Like, that was my, I didn't want to go through the separation.
Yeah. Yeah. The separation, long distance is not easy. I think it's people have, people do long distance without it even being through borders. It's just like, like to through like New York City and like Philadelphia, like but they still go through it. But I was miles apart from this man. I couldn't even we can't even do weekends. We can't do weekends. It was like miles away. So I felt like, oh my God, like I just had to be patient and then WhatsApp calls every day, same thing. People be like, yo, people's like, yeah, you're on the phone, you're still on the phone. Like while he's working, we still talking. Alhamdulillah, he was.
Alhamdulillah that Musa gave you the time to do all that, because sometimes when you come, a lot of that talking it cut these in half because now they're back to work. Not everybody gonna have time to be on the phone that much, you know, out of the day.
Alhamdulillah, we had no choice because we actually set that standard already. Like that was there was no way that was gonna cut, because if that cuts, what we gonna do? We only have we only have the phone to talk on. We don't have we're not seeing each other. That's all we had for communication. So we had to keep that no matter what. Some people don't do it every day. They don't talk every day with their spouses and they long distance. I always thought, not judging, but I was like, I can never do that.
But you thought that was normal, like just to talk every day. Every day, spouse, right?
Like even 3 times a day, like checking on each other. And we always it was more
I was pretty much talking 24/7.
I don't know about 3 times a day, but I think at least once a day she talked to somebody.
She said, nah, he was even more than that. She was about to say,
nah, that's good. That's good, though. We're not saying that's bad. But in general, everybody should be talking to this person at least 1 time a day, especially if you're, you know, abroad. You know, times are different. The time is different. So you might not get to talk to that person for
sure,
as much.
For sure. Like, it could be like, for us, it would be like morning time. It could be as long, it could be a hello. And how you doing? And then throughout the day we speak more like through the call. And then nighttime we call in and bye. So it was like that.
Just checking up on making sure he's still alive. He's making sure you're still alive.
Well,
he was making sure she's alive because she's in America. We all know America dangerous. You got what I mean?
Yeah. All right. So, what about you? How was the long distance for you?
Yeah, it wasn't easy. Like, it was hard though. Like, but alhamdulillah, like we went through it, you know. So yeah, it was very difficult, but like the thing is, like that time the only opportunity we got, cause I was working like for myself, I wasn't working for anything for anybody else.
So that made it easier, right?
So that made it easier. Like we're gonna be on the phone like for 5 hours. 7 hours
and your phone didn't die.
My phone didn't die. Like,
I got power bank on him.
I got power bank on me. Like, I got two phones. The other phone is for for the business. If I got called, I'll be like, okay, hold on, hold on, baby, let me receive this call. So I'm gonna do that and then back to her, like, you know. So alhamdulillah, it wasn't easy though. Long distance, it's not easy. It's not easy. Yeah.
So how about people that were saying, you know, you still talking to your wife like that was often?
Yeah. So like sometimes, like when I'm at work, like, you know, like my co-workers, you know, that, like, you know, they'll be like, so like when I quiet, like I receive some other calls, like, and then the Bluetooth is on my, I was like, hello baby, angi mukwaba. They'll be like, you damn, you still. Hey, they'll be like, yo, nah. Sometimes like they'll be even thinking like, just I'm just faking, like I'm not. I'll be like, come on,
Hold on, I want to know, Mike. This you talking for 7 hours straight is crazy to me, Mike. What was you conversating about? Like, how can you talk with someone for 7 hours, Mike? Like, you didn't get tired of talking, my boy. And I'm a talkative person, personally. But I run out of things to say sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you look at that, like, at this way, like, she's my spouse now, like we are together now, like, basically we are one, like, you know, like, ho igatini ho gadi tumba kengadi. But like, if you see it, like,
I ain't gonna lie, my side uncle is off today. I don't know why. Tumbake is like,
tumbake. For example, like you lose the taste or the yeah. deliciousness of something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah,
but like, Arabi is the scholar yeah. today, huh? You're gonna be the translator because I don't know what's going on with my side uncle today.
Yeah,
on?
But like if you take it as this way, like let's say like okay. She's my wife, right? Yeah. Like, we're gonna be in the future, we're gonna be staying together. We're gonna be like at the same house. We're gonna be sleeping at like,
yeah.
like in one room.
Yeah.
So, like, we just gotta be together. Like, yeah. if you see it, like, she's like, me now.
Yeah. yeah
like, I'm like, I'm her too.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not gonna be difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's just gonna make it like simple and like, you know, it's all about mindset. Like, if you think, like, okay, let me call her, like, to tell her like this and like something like that, it might you're gonna get tired of it. But like if you just
let go with the flow,
yeah,
much.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you guys are already missing out on not being together, so you might as well use this time to maybe talk to each other more, learn about each other more.
Yeah, yeah. It's just about like when you guys are living together, like okay, you know. All day you're gonna be doing some things that you know, baby plate little nangani, you know, give me the plate or like let me do this, you know. But so like you just gotta see that way, like we are, even though like it's a long distance, but let's just pretend like as we're living together. Like
that.
So
good.
It's not gonna be hard. Like you're not gonna like lack of questions, you know, chat. So it's gonna be easy.
So Robbie, he's saying this now. Did you actually had this mindset or
I had that mindset. We actually were like we actually will plan once to eat together too. Like,
oh wow, damn!
Like he will bring food because he was by himself. He was by himself, yeah. So he will bring food from outside or like get food from the house. He'll bring it and he'll be like, okay, I'm about to come eat my afra, for example. Yeah. I'll be like, okay, yeah, let me eat mine too. Let me go find something to eat. I'll be like, damn, I wish I had afra. One time we slept on the phone.
I used to wait her.
Wait for
her. Yeah. Sometimes I used to wait for her, like you know, like that. You guys are like,
four hours ahead.
Yeah, sometimes 4 hours, sometimes more than that, like you know. So like especially sometimes usually I work like on Saturdays, Sundays, on weekends, but like sometimes if I know that like the business is getting slow, like some weekends I don't work. Like so, if I know like tomorrow is a Saturday or Sunday. Like most likely I used to wait for her like like when they are about like 12 o'clock or 11, so we both go sleep together.
Well, I love that though, yeah, even though you guys were like not next to each other, you guys act like you guys were close to each other.
Yeah.
So Mbeke, that means Fajiri was past you, Mbeke?
Nah, Fajiri. Yeah, Fajiri wasn't. Yeah, let me tell you, Fajiri wasn't passing because the way we were doing it, it's like you know you guys we are ahead of you guys.
Hours.
Yeah, so most likely, our Fajiri time most likely she will be awake.
Oh, she will be awake.
She used to call me.
Yeah.
Yeah, she used to call me and tell me like it's time for prayer, like get up and pray. And then me too, I used to do that like
every Friday he would call me. And that was ever since I was in Gambia, and he did it for like a year and a half.
I mean, hey, Biagi used to call before we got married. He used to call me for Fajr. You forgot?
I used to.
Seriously?
I thought you were going a different route. But okay.
Now I thought she might go a different route.
From Fajr, Zuhur, I'm a Texan. Like Asr, I'm a Texan, like basically.
So do you feel like doing that built your connection when you guys are now together?
Alhamdulillah, yes.
Yeah, like even though like it's kinda different, but it's because of like you know the other one was a long distance and then this one we staying together. This one is just like baby, did you pray? Like, you know, it's time for prayer, you know, but the other one was like, yo, get up and go pray, you know, Sajil Laga, you know,
take wudu.
Take wudu. Like,
the way it built us, I would say, different from a different point of view, we pray together now. So instead of him telling me to go pray, while I'm for myself, he will tell me, let's pray
together, man. I really like that. Babe, don't you say that.
I be trying.
Bro, nobody's coming at you. I'm just saying, don't you appreciate how close that their relationship was when it was long distance?
That's what I'm saying. Because I was about to say, damn, brother, so you knew America's Freight Times and all of that, my boy.
Oh, he knew.
He put in effort. This guy was not playing around.
But, you know, even, like, Allah does everything for a reason. Like, Allah knew that you two were going to take the time to text each other about this person's prayer time, even though you're not in that country. Honestly, I don't have that energy in me to do that.
Yeah, and also, like, we gotta understand that, like, everything, like, Allah ganta hohodi, anta tele, anta yana. So, like,
whatever Allah's not in, it's not gonna go forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, my son uncle is coming back.
Yeah, sure, that's it.
Good job, Yagi.
I was waiting to get one, at least. I said, I gotta get one of them.
But that's what made me respect him a lot. Tommy was courting before we even got married. I was like, he really, like, wakes me up for Fudget. Even in Gumby, I was like, he will call me for Fudget. And that really helped me a lot. Because the environment I was in, there was no, like, imam. There was no really, like, somebody really pushing me. Like, even though I was praying by myself before, but, like, a male figure telling me to get up and pray, like, that was something that I really, really appreciated. And I was like, oh, this guy is really, he's really trying. And that was actually his actual character. He wasn't faking it because he could have stopped it, but he did it even while he was married. So, Alhamdulillah for that.
Alhamdulillah. So now fast forward now, you guys, how long did the paper process take to get his papers to come in? Would you say it took at least more than a year?
It took a year and 11 months in total.
Two years. It's not bad. Honestly, compared to what other people go through, that's pretty speedy.
No. The 5 years is when there's like a delay.
Most likely the 5 years. It's like when your child when you filing for your child, for example, when you file with a green card, something like that.
Oh yeah, green card takes longer too.
But like
American citizens.
Yeah, citizens. So, and also is a marriage. So that's different.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. So okay, it took you guys a year and 11 months. Pretty much. So you guys, it took some time, but then alhamdulillah, you guys finally reunited. So
finally he got his visa. Yeah, and then I think also is because of the way we do it, because of like the moment she was starting it, like that time she was here. She was here. I just you know, is it so I just send the documentation through here, you know. I know some people will be like, yo, first of all, how are you gonna get a marriage certificate like without like her going there? It was like, you know, we were talking. I was like, okay, if you want to start it, I can get the marriage certificate. She was like, nah, I hear that like I have to go there first, and then so we're gonna have to do it together. I was like, no, don't worry about that, like I can make it here.
I had left without even doing it. And then
I was like, nah, don't worry about that, like when it comes to this kind of things, you know, most likely, as I told you, like,
if you know, you know, like,
yeah, if you know, you know, so I used to, yeah, because I went to the, you know, there's a two type of marriage certificates, so, the one, Qadi does the Islamic one, and then the other one, justice, we just say justice.
Is that like the country?
It's like government.
So which
it's like government, but like the the thing is, the Qadi, you can get it like even though you both are not there. So
that's Gambia. I don't know, but that's not every.
Right. No, I'm not saying. Yeah, we're talking about Gambia, right? So the Qadi, the Islamic one, you can get it like even though you both are not there, like
Awalima.
No, I mean one guy gotta be there.
Yeah, like
No, no, like
between one person has to at least be there.
So I was like, cause I went to the United States website, like, and do my research. You know, like I know how to like read. Like I can read. I always tell her that like if you like give me a full book, I can read it, but like the thing is the meaning of it. I don't know that thing, like that
to comprehend it.
Yeah, so like I was like, yeah, like the Qadi also, I know many people don't know that. Many people thought that. Like the Hadi, America didn't accept that.
But they do?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
but Ambience, they do. Like, go
I was
to
like,
the
Hadi. I was like, yo, let me make the Hadi thing. Like I'm gonna send it to you there, and then you start the process. She was like, you sure? You really sure about that? I was like, yo.
And then
I took the screenshots and sent her to send it to her. So I was like, okay,
alhamdulillah. Yeah. So then it worked.
So now you
alhamdulillah, it worked.
Right,
now you got the visa.
Obviously, what was your head? Right, when you got the visa, Musa, what was going through your head?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, like the time I got my visa, you know, like it was happy, but it was like a lot of process also, like in my head, like, you know. Like how like I wanna get like settled over here, man.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you know, and how I'm living over there, like the place I spent like all of my life, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, so it was too much though. It was too much. So
would you say you were more happy than sad, or were you more sad than happy, or it was like 50-50?
It was like 50-50.
Be honest, what's that?
Yeah, it was 50-50. No,
what about Arabi? What about you? What was going through your head when he got the visa?
I was happy as hell. I mean, I get it for him to not be completely like, you know,
mom and them is there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I even asked him like, you okay? Like, mm-hmm. like, I'm okay, but shoot, like he not whine about it to me, you know. Mm-hmm.
So I want to just say something, right?
Mm-hmm.
That shows that he didn't even marry you for the papers. Because if it was a guy who wanted you for... Wallahi, he would have said, he would have been so hyped. Like, but the fact that he said that, it shows that, he was real.
For sure. That, at that time, that was not even on anybody's mind at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I already seen, like, everything for myself. Mm-hmm. But alhamdulillah, thank you. Yeah, that's a fact, though. I didn't think about that, but it's a fact. So when he was coming, I was ready. I was doing my shopping, you know. I was outside.
Getting ready, right?
I was getting ready, you know.
And then, you know what's crazy? The moment I get the visa, like, you know, like about coming, she was like, who? We gotta do this, like, yo, for her, like, I just gotta come, like, tomorrow. I was like, and then for me also, like, it was kind of like I was just trying to post that date, post that date, you know.
You were still thinking like, hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah, like she looked forward to this. How many? You know, when you are the one actually doing the documents, going back to forth with the lawyer, if you did it with the lawyer, you like, I'm quoting on like you really just waiting for this day to come. So now that they say you, like, all right, let's go. This is all we've been waiting for.
Yeah, that's a fact. He's leaving his life behind. I had to be understanding. I was like, okay, yeah, he cannot just come the next week. Like that's crazy. I wanted to come like 2 weeks later, I think, but like he was like, you know, I gotta come in a few weeks. Like, give me a month. I was like, hell no, not a month. Like, you know what I mean? But I get it. He had his life behind. He had to settle.
Literally, had to pack up everything. Yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm. He had to settle some stuff, finish some work that he had some business work that he started. He has to finish it.
Yeah.
Documentation, everything. So, I mean, I get it. I had to be patient, and then he finally came.
So, Musa, before you came, what were some of your fears about coming to America?
My real fears was like the.
We laughing, but you guys can't see it.
It was that, like, you know, when it comes to like for her side, like I was thinking like you know this is a. It's gonna be starting over, like, cause I know we spent 5 months together, like, even though, but it's gonna be like restarting again. It's gonna be fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and like,
it's a different place.
Yeah, different, it's a different lifestyle. Place.
And this is like you guys are together. You're not gonna leave each other again.
Yeah. So it's a different place. So I know, like, the countries also, like, you know, the mindsets, like the way we grow is different.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yo, I don't want to do like you know, no disappointment because of like I don't want even like argument. I know like it cannot work out without, you know, sometimes disagreements, you know, something like that, but like, yo, I was like my fears was like for her side was, you know, those kind of things, that misunderstandings, you know.
Yeah.
Because I don't want that, like, yeah, because let me go back again. Mm-hmm. You know, before we even get married,
mm-hmm.
before I even like start to chatting with talking to her,
mm-hmm.
like some of her auntie tell my mom like she want like for me to try like if it's gonna work out, but my mom was like she's abroad, so like you know, family marriage,
it's tough.
Like it's tough, so yeah. Like she see it as a daughter, like, so she don't want like oh amala hire ni go ken ayari ando ana lidaga hi khoton saka kama
imala hi, sure, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like, you know, those were my like fears,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then my mom also was, you know, advising me, you know, like you know, you are not a kid anymore, like you have to know,
mm-hmm.
like now you are a responsibility, yeah, you are responsible, right,
mm-hmm.
responsible man, like you know how to you gotta know how to take care of your family,
mm-hmm.
and then like yararenyani anatunanti khanta bana, like, you know,
we know that you got
a woman, like
the woman, we're not the same,
yeah, we are not the same, so something like that. And then but when it comes to like the country itself,
mm-hmm.
my fear was like, you know I'm not gonna lie, when you are back there, like used to hear that, like, yo, America, like marhana khobodo bitigenya. You know, these groceries.
He said,
yeah. Like, to be honest, like,
say it again. He said that in Africa, they hear that you could buy a gun in like the store.
Yeah, in the groceries, man. Yeah, wallahi, like, yeah. So
you
like,
about that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I was scared about that, like, you know, cause yo. So like the way I was hearing like the gone things,
mm-hmm.
and then like the way like the time I came, the way I see things,
mm-hmm.
yeah, no, it's not easy though, but like it's different, it's quite different.
So
like,
do you ask Rabi about the gun situation?
You know the thing is like
you
weren't the line yet, not in the
sound. The grown man don't want to. It's right to think that he's a scary
cat. Yeah, so
that's true. And like, you just got the visa, you don't want to go stress her out that you scared about guns. Like,
yeah,
put that away.
Yeah. I mean, that's why, yeah. I put the gun, because a lot of guys in Gambia, that's what they say. Yo, really? And no offense,
I blame us.
Because when we go, we actually add on. Yeah, boy, you always crazy out there. You walk, boom, they shoot you. Now we scaring everybody in Gambia.
Yeah, but like you know, the weird thing is like most likely like the people like who used to say like the people that say like in America, like you can buy a gun in the groceries.
Mm.
Most of them like they never even like
see
travel
anyone?
Like.
Mm.
Oh,
they never even travel. Yeah.
Actual Gambia.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, but like, if you like, if it, like,
too many people that couldn't know.
Yeah, but like, if you hear it like
too many times, yeah, you won't start believing it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, alhamdulillah. So now that you're here, do you, Arabi, you first, since you haven't talked in a while. Now that you're here, right? But I just want to say, so I got married. I was living with my husband a while before your husband came here. And then sometimes, yeah. I would talk about marriage and the challenges in between that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can think back. Do you ever think like, not anything personal, but did you ever think like, okay, when my husband come, how would that be for us and stuff like that?
Compared to what I heard?
Compared to what I heard about me, or what you hear in general about people that live with their husbands here.
Yeah, I was nervous about the fact that, okay, to be honest, we married, alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm.
Long distance. Mm-hmm. I went there, it was vacation mode. Mm-hmm. I didn't go to the state.
Right.
It was just like a vacation mode.
Mm-hmm.
But like this one, when he was coming, it felt weird. It felt like real to me. Like, mm-hmm. oh shoot, like we're going to be living real married life. Like, mm-hmm. that other thing was, it was all play. Mm-hmm. That was all play. This is real. Like, mm-hmm. so I was nervous about it, mm-hmm. but I was looking forward to it. So I would make dua about it when I feel nervous. But I was like,
mm-hmm.
the real work starts today.
Right,
like it ain't. It was all fun and games, but now, like, he about to come. We have a kid already, alhamdulillah.
He got strap up.
Life is real. I was like, he about to strap. I was like, he about to.
He better get ready. Talking about them guns, though. He gonna have to carry his own gun out here.
So do you feel like you really knew what marriage was exactly when he finally came? Or do you feel like you got a taste of it? I mean, you did get a taste of it, but do you feel like I saw it, like you knew the real marriage when he finally came? Or no, maybe you didn't.
When he finally came.
Yeah.
When he finally came, it got real.
And what about you, Musa? What do you think?
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Like for me, I must say, like, I didn't experience it like physically, but like, you know, thoughtfully, like, you know, like mentally, you know, like I know, like, marriage, like the moment like you guys start to live together, that's when like you're gonna know like this is a marriage, and then like the way like you was thinking about it, and then the way it is, it might be little bit different. Because of, you know, the name of it, like, it's nice. It's a nice name. It's a good thing. But, like, you know, the process itself.
It's hard work.
The process itself is just, like, hard work. So, it's just, like, you just gotta have it, like, you know, I got this.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got this, like, you know. Yeah, we can do this. So it's just about like
you gotta stay positive.
Yeah, and one thing, like, I like what you said, but I also prep myself, like, I'ma let him be the man. Like, he came to my country, he came to my land, but I'ma let him take the role too, because the same way he was doing in Africa, the same way I wanted him to be, and even more.
I love that.
He came to America. I know a lot of people's situations could be different. A lot of women, they put a lot of pressure on themselves, or the pressure has to be on them regardless of the situation. But even with that, I mean, I could still say I had a lot of pressure on me, but I let him lead, even though he was a newcomer, and that helped him grow and be like and have the household we wanted to have in the first place. So like, one advice is, yes, he's coming to your country, but like, let him figure it out too. Like, you could show him what to do, but let him go get up and go do his thing too. You could follow him, you could go to the office with him, the government offices, whatever, with him. You could stay on the line with him, help him fill out the fake paperwork. When they call him, you stand there, but you silent. Let him speak. He gonna have to. That's what he did.
Right. That's how we learned too.
That's the kind of person he showed me that he wants to be. Like, he wasn't showing, like, he knows that I want that for him.
Right.
So if he had the question, he will like ask me the question.
But he also took initiative.
Yeah, he took initiative. So I feel like, let your man be confident. Let him grow. Like, the same way a kid grows, let your man grow too in America too. Because if you don't give him that space, then it's gonna fall on you forever. And women, at the end of the day, that's not our secret. That's not our role. That's not our role. A man gotta lead. So it's as little as him filling out paperwork. Like, if you know how to write his name, let him write his name. The address, show him the address book that I have. Let him write it himself. Like, let him get used to doing things for himself. I didn't put the pressure on him. He wanted to do it himself too, because he's independent already. So like, you just have to also let him be as well.
Right.
That's come a mistake that a lot of people do, because like it gets burdensome.
Yeah.
One day you're like, yo, what you doing? Like, you still don't speak this language. You still can't fill out paperwork. Well, honey, look at you. Like, have you
right, been? You're doing everything. Right?
Yeah, you're that's doing true. Everything, and then one day you gonna spaz out. It's natural for anybody to spaz out.
Right.
With this type of stuff. So I highly recommend let people that are newcomers, let them grow and do things for themselves.
So. One. I just want to ask like one fun. What's one thing that you notice, Musa? What's one thing that you notice that's different in this country? Like, something you didn't expect, and when you got here, you was like, you know.
It's not gonna be much though. Cause you know, before, like, I didn't come to here, but I went to Senegal. I know, like, it's not far from Gambia, but it's big difference between them.
It's
very developed. I might say, like, it's even like for me, if you went to Senegal, like, I'm not saying like if you born there, but like if you come from Gambia and went to Senegal and spend while there, and then when you come here, you're gonna be realized that like Senegal is much harder than here. Like, the way, like, they operate, like, yeah, even the in the street, like everybody's walking fast, mm-hmm. you know, like everybody like for like for themselves,
mm-hmm.
yeah, like you know,
mm-hmm.
if you don't work, like you're gonna be homeless,
yes,
like, you know, yeah, something like that. So it wasn't like
a big shock.
Yeah, big shock for me, mm-hmm. to be honest. Yeah, okay. It wasn't big shock, but I know it might be tough for a lot of guys, mm-hmm. because of like most likely if you get a spoils, like let's say like you are in Africa, like you meet your like your partner, you guys are talking, like you know, the woman gotta be smart also, like she doesn't have to like show you that, like you know, America here, like it's nice, you know, like you know, sending you like, cause
the good stuff.
Yeah, good stuffs. Yeah. I used to see that, like,
yeah,
yeah, to be honest,
be real with you, yeah, pretty much, is
yeah, like she have to like be real with you,
yeah,
like if
don't
not
sugarcoat.
Yeah, like if not the like the end of the day, like for me, the way I like I was thinking it, like even though like you are living in Africa, you know, that mm-hmm. the girl is here,
mm-hmm.
it's even possible like for you like to take care of her, like instead of like for her like to right. take care of you, you know.
That's true, even possible.
Yeah, so like yeah, I know I'm saying this because I know it's like it exists though.
Yeah.
Like yeah, people were doing that, but like well alhamdulillah, like for us
yeah,
it was different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like that was the most thing like like many people do, like
mm-hmm.
is a big mistake for me, like I think so.
Well,
like the big mistake is that like the way
the woman takes care of the guy.
And yeah,
oh,
like,
okay. I thought he said I'm gonna say the
so,
guy.
So yeah,
he's saying that it's better that she let him do his
yeah.
things.
Right,
yeah,
let him figure it out. Right?
Yeah, let him figure it out. Like whenever he get here,
mm-hmm.
so he's gonna know. Like he has responsibility. Like
yeah.
he has something to take care. But like if you take care of him, like
yeah,
back right. there, like and
they
then he
expect that.
And then he came here. You wanna flip around?
It's gonna
be yeah. So it's yeah, gonna it's gonna be problems.
That's
when like the problems. Mm. That's when the
that's
problem gets
that's starts. True. Yeah,
yeah,
that's true. Because
yeah.
it's like they
yeah.
say. You see how
because of the thing is like for example, let me just say a few examples. Like
mm-hmm.
like for example, you send $100 to me, right?
Yeah.
To Africa, and then I came here. Like they give me the house bill, right? Which is like, for example, let's say $1,000, right?
Yeah.
So then, since back home there, you were giving $100. So while I'm here, why you can't give me like 200 or 300? Like, so we are partners.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. like, since Africa, if I know that, like you, since the like I am the one gotta take care of her.
Yeah.
Then I know like.
Yeah, you had the mentality already. Okay, I know what
yeah.
I got to do
yeah.
when I get here.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas in some guys, they get so comfortable because they've been pampered.
That's
so they become the woman, no yeah. offense. And then the yeah. woman
because I'm
be
not
like,
if you're Africa, they're like, if you're at Africa, most likely used to hear like the marriage problems between like
the Americans and
Africans. Yeah, the Americans and Africans, like either like paying the bills or like either like the woman, like. Like,
yeah,
you know,
she does too much.
She does too much. Mm. Yeah, it's because of like you don't like used to it before.
Yeah,
and then
yeah, yeah I get what you mean because kind of
yeah.
you don't really pay
yeah.
bills like that.
Yeah,
it's not
because
really
I'm not
thing.
Gonna lie. Like for me, I was seeing like you know like my wife is in Africa, right? So I used to see like some boys also like which is like their partners are in America, like
yeah, yeah.
but they gotta send him like every new iPhone came out.
Yeah,
like,
the wife, yeah, the wife will buy
so,
it.
So
it
yeah,
him.
It's kind of different. I'll be like, yo, okay,
yeah, exactly.
He's working for you.
Yeah.
Nah, he's saying like it's like pretty much she was pampering him. Like I said, it's like she was taking care of the guy, and he's like, that's not something he wants for himself. He like you said, he's independent.
That's
so.
True. That's true. I didn't.
You want to add on to it?
No, that mindset for him to have it on his own was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to also have the mindset on my own, we didn't say it to each other because it's like, why would you say that to your spouse? But like, you know for yourself, like, you know your standards,
yeah.
you know your rights, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you know your rights as well upon me, and you know my rights upon you. So I think we was all working according to
the
Islamic rights.
Way.
Yeah, the Islamic way.
If you follow the Islamic way, everything will be okay.
Right. And also, one thing, though, that this is not my situation. It's not about me. But, like, if you're a woman and some women, their husbands are from Gambia and they had to come and you have to get an apartment because you can't be staying with your parents. So yeah, if you get that apartment, alhamdulillah, that's a struggle. May Allah bless you for that.
Yeah.
But do you have to furnish the whole thing up? Like, can't you just sleep on the air mattress or the little mattress?
Cause,
and when he comes 3 months later, he's by the bed.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not, like, I ain't talking about in trouble, but like, look, can you live bit within your means? Cause you come in, you show the guy the whole furnished apartment. He don't know how much that chair costs.
Mm.
He don't know how much that TV costs.
Mm.
He don't know. Yeah. You know, and it's normal. This is not even, it's not about what men or women. It's just about putting somebody in a situation. It's like, you're like children going into being born into wealth.
Yeah.
Are they going to value the wealth?
No.
A child that was not born into wealth is going to value the wealth. It's just normal. It's not about men being ungrateful, women being bad. It's just a normal mindset. And then
it gives him the sense of how to, because in Africa, no offense, they don't really care about all of those things. As long as I got a room and I can sleep in it, you know, so they humble. So when they come and they see you with all that, one, they're going to be like, oh, wow, so she got money.
She got it like that.
Exactly. So now they're not going to, I'm not going to say respect.
They're not
going
to get it.
But like, oh, when you say bills, they're going to be like, you can't help me, because now they're going to be like, you did all of this. So, but you, let's say you left the room empty. He gonna come. Oh damn! She, no offense. Damn, she need me. You know what I mean?
Thank
and
you.
And then he gonna make him step up.
Thank you.
I get what you're saying, pretty much. Mashallah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So here's a final question of the night. So Musa, since you're here now, Arabi, you can also answer. What is your thoughts about raising kids here in America, or do you prefer Gambia, or do you prefer something else?
Yeah. By the that question, for me. I'm kind of stuck, you know.
You're still not there yet.
Yeah, because of the thing is, for me, I used to think that to raise your kid in Africa, it has advantages and disadvantages.
Mm-hmm.
So here also is the same.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a advantage and disadvantages. So most likely. You just gotta the end of the day, you just gotta talk about it, how you guys wanna do it, and then do istikhara, and then make a lot of duas, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not easy. Cause the generation we live in in today, if your kids grows in Africa also, he might not gonna get what he wanted to get, for example, the knowledge area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for example, especially for example me,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to get more knowledge, but
education,
I couldn't do it,
wise,
like,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
what about you, Arabi? What is your take?
Inshallah, he's working on that.
Inshallah.
But my take is very similar. Until I became a parent, I realized wow, America ain't it.
Mm.
America is, it's just America.
Mm-hmm.
Educational wise, the things that the agenda they have,
especially for Muslims,
the agenda they have, subhanAllah.
Mm-hmm.
For the Muslim community, we gotta watch out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of us are just we're not even focusing on it as much, because a lot of us don't have kids, but it's really catching up to us a lot. Mm-hmm. And some of us, our parents are the ones that. The kids are in elementary schools, but they're immigrants. They don't know much.
Mm.
So we also starting right now. Our kids are literally in first grade, second grade, and the middle school, and getting into middle school. Mm. And I feel like we have to also plan other things. There's options we can look for. We can look into. I don't want to put my kid. We plan to not put our kid, inshallah, because we got to speak it into existence, to not put our kid in public schools. There's Islamic schools in America.
Wow.
And that's basically our only option right now.
Would you not send your child to Africa to, you know what I'm saying?
As of now, because the thing is I went to Africa. I lived a couple of years there. I see the effects of it in our generation a lot. A child being away from the parent. It's not about to me, it's not about what is there.
Mm.
So much is about the effect it has on a kid.
Okay.
Yeah. So it takes away from the child, not being with the parents. That alone should be enough of a reason for me to not want my child to be away from me. I don't know what's gonna happen in the future, because Allah plans. We plan, but Allah plan. But I want my kids to get our love, and to get it completely as much as they can. And we could figure it out in America. You have to figure out wherever you are. You could figure it out in Gambia. You could figure it out here. I mean, you could figure it out in Africa. You could figure it out here. But I really want my kids to have the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. I want them to have their fatherly love. I want them to have the motherly love. Mm-hmm. And I want them to have, you know, the Islamic education as well.
Mm-hmm. And I also feel like, back to what you said, like our parents, they did the best they could with us. Wallahi. They didn't read. They don't know how to write. They didn't go to school. Mm-hmm. It's up to us now. It's not only just us. A lot of our communities in America, we need to find better ways to raise our kids here. And it can't just be, okay, send your kids to Africa. That can't be the reason or the excuse all the time. We have to actually sit down as a community, create resources for our kids to grow in our community and, you know, to thrive. You know, even like if you don't forget about like the African community, you see the Bengali, the Indians, they were able to do it because they and their communities came together. They built Islamic schools around themselves. Mm-hmm. They were able to do it. So there's nothing wrong with us. We can do it too. It just take a little bit longer because we're the first, but you know.
I agree. We have to think about other options too. Taking your kid away from you is taking a lot away from them in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you also go to that place for their education? If you want to, you can go.
Right.
But that's a hard one to do. But like, you have to sacrifice. You have to see what you want.
Right. You have to weigh your thing. Maybe it's better for you to go to Gambia. Maybe it's better for you to stay here. You have to see what's best.
Mm-hmm. People go to these Arab countries or Africa and stay with their kids there.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, you have to be financially ready for that as well too.
So
may Allah make it easy.
I mean. Okay, so it was very nice to have you guys on our podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed, and I hope our viewers and our listeners took at least one thing from any of the episodes we shared with you guys. May Allah bless our marriages.
Alhamdulillah.
Protect it from evil eye. Ameen. Allow it to flourish.
Ameen.
And allow us all to reunite in Jannatul Firdaus.
Ameen. May Allah keep us together.
Ameen.
Thank you for inviting us for real.
Ameen.
And I really appreciate it. And I hope everybody learns from this story. You know, it's just something to just make you guys happy about.
No, give advice to the sisters. You know, they need it here.
I mean,
the person went through the process. You can marry a Gambian brother out there. Give them some advice.
Yeah, and another reason why I came out here is not to convince anybody. It's just, this is like a growing story. It's a common story, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I'm not the first. I'm not going to be the last.
Right.
And so I'm sure like there's a lot of sisters that have the same story as me. Brothers have the same story as me. I'm just one of the people that, you know, Binta invited in Biagi.
And I also feel like prior to, like, I didn't know anybody personally that married someone back home. So in my head, I was always thinking like, no, but I'm hearing your story. And I'm like, oh, maybe it's really not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to have patience. And it's probably better brothers in Gambia than they are here. But we will never know if we keep saying no, right?
Way better.
Look at the statistics. That's why I say I'm not the first. I'm not the last. The statistics speak for themselves.
What are the statistics? I didn't know the statistics.
You don't see how girls been going back? Let me stop. You don't see. I mean, the brothers go back too, but it ain't like the girls.
Right, true.
Yeah, nah.
But like, the statistics speak for themselves. Y'all in the same community.
Right.
And look, there's good and bad everywhere.
Right.
We ain't talking about the bad.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even know what's to come. But like, shoot. Like, all we're going to say is this is our story. It's not to it's not we don't have an agenda. Mm-hmm. We just, this is our life. We don't matter what other people got going on. This is our story.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Allah's qadr.
Right.
He even mentioned that one of our aunts came to his mom to tell him about me. He didn't even know at the time that that auntie came to his mom.
Right.
And it's like many people came. Many people came in this story to tell me about him or him about me.
Mm-hmm.
And like Allah made it happen to me at the end of the day. It was more than five people. We can't say all the instances,
right?
But it was many different people that played a part. And we thank all of them in our story. And we thank Allah, you know, foremost. Alhamdulillah.
Right. All right, babe, let's close out this episode.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we want to thank you guys for listening to this episode. Thank you guys for coming out, you know, especially in this winter. We know Musa's, you know, how you feel about the weather? Hold on. I really want to ask you about the weather. You like the American weather?
Yeah, that's another thing. Man. That's another topic.
Sometimes
I'll be looking at people like, you know, am I like, are they like human beings like me? But it's all right.
You don't play with the cold. But, you know, you came out of this cold weather for your brother, so we appreciate that. You know, and, you know, inshallah, we'll end this episode here. We'll say, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters.
Until next time, inshallah.
Bye.
All right.